Okay, good morning. Welcome to the last Mutter Shabbos Shir of this Zman. The clock's changing tonight. Shabbos ends later, so we go on at least a temporary hiatus. I would like to speak about this evening is a subject which is nogea today to pretty much every Orthodox Jewish community around. It's kind of de rigueur now that we have an Eruv. Wherever there's an Orthodox community, build an Eruv when possible. And I was growing up, it was very, very rare that any community had an Eruv. I know that I had friends grew up here in Teaneck. I had friends who lived in Muncie. And Muncie had a temple built in Eruv. It was a big controversy. Some people used it, some people didn't use it. But the whole idea of an Eruv was basically unheard of. And now, I don't think there's any Orthodox who doesn't have an Eruv. So I'd like to learn a matter related to Eruvin and try to understand, at least when we talk about an Eruv in a metropolitan area, community Eruv, as opposed to an Eruv that a person builds around his own house, or perhaps even post an Eruv to build around the bungalow colony, a hotel, or a campsite. I want to speak about Eruv in communities, large towns. What are some of the issues related to that? I want to state in the outset that Eruv is a very, very broad area. The Daf Yomi, I guess, begins Eruv tomorrow. So, Shir Psicha to Daf Yomi Maseches Eruv. Not really, Eruv is a complicated Maseches, and it's a complicated halacha, a lot of details. Anyway, it'll be a little bit of an overview. Our point of departure in terms of this morning's Kriyas HaTorah in Parashas Vayakel, Pekudei is a pasuk in Parashas Vayakel, the first source, Shmos Perek Lamed Vav, pasuk Vav. An event happened which was never repeated again in history. The people running a fundraising campaign announced that they had received too much money, too many donations, too many contributions. So they told Moshe Rabbeinu, the craftsmen working on the Mishkan, told Moshe Rabbeinu that they don't need any more materials and so on. So they got the word out. And that's the pasuk here, Parag Namarov, pasuk Rav and Shmos, first source. Vayitzav Moshe, Vayaviru Kol, Vamachana Lemor, Ish, Yish, Al Yasu, Od Malach, Lishumas HaKodesh, Vayikalei HaMavi. Moshe let the word out, right? The voice, the sound, the message was given out in the camp that nobody should do any more Malach, Lishumas HaKodesh, and so indeed, Vayikalei HaMavi, people stopped bringing, that was the end of that. So this pasuk appears in the Gemara, in the second source. The Gemara is in Masechah Shabbos, Achsadi Vav Medvei. The Gemara asks the general question, Hotzah Gupa, where exactly do we see, or what remnants do we have in the Torah? We know that the 39 melachos are not mentioned specifically in the Torah, other than in this morning Havor, Lo Savaru Eish, but in general the melachos are not really mentioned. So the Gemara asks, where do we see Hotzah? But the Gemara always tries to find sources for all of the melachos. So the Gemara asks, Hotzah Gufa Hechaksiva? So Amar Biochan on this pasuk, Domar Kroh, Aitzav Moshe, Vayir Kol Manachan. Kol Manachan, what's going on? Moshe Hechad HaBiyosef, where was Moshe when he made this announcement? Where was Moshe sitting when he made this announcement? B'machan HaLeviyah. He was sitting in, Moshe was a Levi, so he was in the camp of the Leviyim, right? So that's where Moshe was. U'machan HaLeviyah, Rishus HaRabim HaBiyah. Machan HaLeviyah, the Levi's camp within the Klal Yisrael is the Rishus HaRabim. Look in third source, Rashi, Machan HaLeviyah, Rishus HaRabim HaHi. HaKol Mitzun, Ein So Moshe, but everybody came there, right? They all brought their donations and a contribution of Mishkan to Moshe. So that was the Rishus HaRabim, everybody was there. That's where Moshe was sitting. Back to the Gemara. So this announcement said, this announcement that they should stop bringing stuff to the Mishkan, in effect was saying, stop taking stuff out of your local tent, your local where you live, and your Rishus HaYachid, and bring them to me where the Rishus HaRabim, that's the Gemara says, as Rashi says again in the third source, from your tent, don't bring any more out of your tent, and bring it to me. So he asked the Gemara, Omimaita the Shabbos Koi. Who said that the announcement came out on Shabbos? Why, that's what's got to do with Hatzah? It was a general announcement. Who said it had anything to do with Shabbos? Well, I said, no. Maybe it was a weekday. He said, no, Mishum Deshlim and Mishum Deshlim al Malacha. Maybe it had nothing to do with Shabbos. The Malacha was complete, like Rashi says. So Haran Adobe, Kadela Hashim, they had enough contributions. What's got to do with Shabbos? So the Gemara works out. No, Gemara, Havor, Havor, Mem, Kippurim, Ksiv, Hacha, Bavir, Kov, Machre, Uksiv, Hossam, Nevarta, Shover, Chum, Alahalam, Yomos, Rav, Kam, Yomos. It might have a figure out that it was talking about on Shabbos. Okay, so they have this, at least the Remez, that on Shabbos an announcement was made. Don't bring things from your Rishus HaYachid, your private domain, into Rishus HaRabim where I am. So what we see from here is that the Malacha called Hotzah, which doesn't really mean carrying, Hotzah means transporting from one domain to another, bringing out from one domain to another, from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. That's what's also. Tosfos there asked the kasha having the fourth source. Tosfos demasa hotzor gufa hechiksivu. Tosfos says afalgav shohayser mishkan kida amar heim horidu krosh shemagola and so on. You know, we know all the 39 malachas are modeled after things that were done in the Mishkan. So there were things that had to do with the Mishkan which are a little more direct. Namely, when they moved the wagons, you know, when they, let's say the Mishkan had to be dismantled when they left from place A to go to place B. So they put all the materials on the wagon. They came to the new place. They took everything off the wagons, obviously, and put it back in place. So the krushim, all the beams that we read about this morning, krushim, etc. So all the beams had to be taken out the wagon. So what do you need? That's a more direct one. What if they have a funny mucker from a pasuk? Doesn't really look like it's so much Shabbos. Just to say that was one of the things that was done when they erected the Mishkan. They had to take stuff off of a private thing, the wagon, and put it up in the Rosh Hashanah. So Tosa says, "Mikomokim lav d'sila hav mechayvelo l'vi shemalacha gruahi to the Pirush la'el." Hotzah is called the malacha gruah. That's a gemara in the first half of Shabbos. Tosa called the Chazal called it one. It also says malacha gruah. What's a malacha gruah? A secondary, a weak, a shracha malacha. Why? Because if you think about it, every malacha that we have is a creative act. You change something, right? Let's say you bishul. You change this from a raw piece of food into a cooked piece of food. Or you build something. Or you tie something. You change the status of it. It's a creative act. What's hotzah? I just brought something over here. It's over there. Nothing changed. Nothing in the item. I guess in a spatial sense it's a change. But in a physical sense it's not a change. So that's why it's called the malacha grua. So if you didn't have such a stark source, you just had that they took the beams off the wagon. That would not be enough necessarily to label the malacha. That's what Tosfos says, why you need the other drush as well. That's a side point. I'm just mentioning to you, I want to bring up this concept that hotzah is sometimes referred to in the Gemara as a malacha grua. It's a secondary, you know, class B malacha. It's still a malacha. It's one of the 39 malachas, but it's great. B. Okay, the second Tosfos that I printed in 4, we might the Shabbos call it, Tosfos points out, Rechanana Ogaris calls that. Rechanana didn't have this whole girsum, okay, and he basically says, no, the announcement could have come on a weekday also, it has nothing to do with when it was a Shabbos, it was a weekday, but he notes that the Torah uses the word melacha. That's how Rechanana understands the Gemara. Look back in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ish v'ish al yasu od melacha. Melacha is the word relating to that's how the Rechanana and Tosfos quotes, Rachmana kari melacha, could you see v'ish ish al yasu od melacha, sun ha-kodesh. And aksiva yikala ha-mavi, alma kri la-hotskar la-hotsar melacha. Okay, so he said, Rishami like that's a little different than the way we learn it. Fine. Whatever way we have it, we have an Isser called Hotsar. What exactly is the Isser? So it means, as I say, transporting something from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabbin. Or reverse, Rishus HaRabbin, Rishus HaYachid. We're going to have to define exactly what Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabbin mean, or at least generally tonight, what exactly they mean, because after Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabbin are not defined, or not defined solely by ownership. Okay, we can have something which I own, is land that I own. Okay, you're not allowed to trespass and so on and so forth, but that might not be considered a Rishus HaYachid in Halacha. Alternatively, you can have an area that many people can go, but it will not be classified as a Rishus HaRabim for Shabbos purposes. So it's not a matter only of ownership. One other thing though that is important to note, because we usually think of it as carrying, so that later on that same, we usually think of it as Malacha as related to carrying, and really Hotzah has two parts. It's taken from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid or back, the same thing, and B, that's the next thing in source number five, that same daf and shabbos, sadi vav on the base, the Gemara says, "V'su maver arba amos b'rishus harabim." There's also chayv. No one b'chayvar say, "How do we know?" Just carrying something at least 4 amos within a rishus harabim. Let's say I'm walking the street on Shabbos. There's a glove on the floor, or something like that, a scarf. I see a person drop something. He's a block ahead of me, so I'm walking out in the street. I didn't take the thing out of rishus yachid and bring it to rishus harabim, or out of rishus yachid and bring it to rishus harabim. I picked it up in the rishus harabim, and now I run up to the tzah. Hey, drop your scarf, right? That's called maver arba. That's not the same exact thing as Hotzah. What's the mucker for that? That doesn't work with either the posse that we darshan or the Rebbe Nachmanah learns it. Either way, where do we see that's awesome? So the Gemara asks that kasha. V'su mamir arba amos v'sharabim on the mechayim. Ela kol arba amos v'sharabim gemara gemirili. That's the Gemara's expression. It means halacha l'moshe mitzinai. Some say maybe Rabbana will call halacha l'moshe mitzinai. It's halacha l'moshe mitzinai. And the Rabbala Mor explains on that Gemara. The Rabbala Mor in the sixth source of Tav Lamed Vav on days and adopt with the written Shabbos. Ela Kol Dan Amos Rishon Gemara Gemila Bechulu told us to Rishus Yachid Rishus Harabim Minu. We know those, especially just learned Masechah Shabbos and Adaf Yom. Remember, we have Av Melacha, and under every Av Melacha, so told us like things that are subsumed. So that's what the Rabbala Mor says going on here. Maver Dal Amos Rishus Harabim is subsumed under the Hotzah Rishus Harabim Rishus Yachid. That's what the Rabbala Mor says. Hulu told us to Shiachal Rabbeinu. Rabbi said, Dal Amos Odom Bechol Mokom Konos Lo, or Chesuz Adamim, or Shemotzi Chutzalahem, Rizorak, Amalek, and Motzi Shiachal Rabbeinu. Because every person has his Dal Amos, so to speak. So I'm standing here in my Dal Amos. I'm in Rishus Rabbeinu, but it's my Dal Amos. And I pick up that scarf or that glove off the floor. And now I move, so I'm taking it out of my Rishus Hayachal, so to speak, into the Rishus Rabbeinu. That's not about a more understanding of the Ran. Also, the Ran on the Rif earlier in Shabbos, I printed in source 7. Is Avlamet Aleph and Beis in the page of the Rif? The Ran also writes, "Vamotz Mishus Mishus in Tomar Vamaylo Choshev Am Marav Ara Amos Mishus Harabim." Why isn't that listed in the Mishnah? Why doesn't the Mishnah, which is in Chagor, why doesn't the Mishnah, which lists all the 39 halachos, also include a separate issur of carrying within Arba Amos? So it tells us Yesham Mishum the Marav told the Motzi carrying in the inner Mishus Harabim is subsumed under the regular halachos. So and he said the same sorrow. If we should dal Amos so all the Mishus Harim, and we should Motzi chutz dal Amos, how about Motzi Mishus Mishus and so on? Okay, so then he says, Alach Lomot Shemi Sinai, but it can still be under as a tolda. Okay, that's a detail regarding to the onshin, not for us now. The Rambam brings the halacha, source number 8, Parag Yud Bey, the Chutz Shabbos halacha. Okay? Hotzom Rishus Rishus Melacha Melas Melachas He, right? Carrying from one domain to another is one of the 39 Melachas. Afal Pisha Dovazem Kol Gufei Tarmik from Moshe Sinai Nemru. This is like everything else we learned from Moshe Sinai, but there's a remez in the Torah. Anyway, Harehu Omer Torah, our pasuk in this morning's Lenin Bayakil, Ish Risha Yasu Od Melachas Sunut HaKodesh by Kalem Avi, Halimarato Shehavo Melacha Karosa, he learns Ekab Menachanan, that tells us quoted that the Torah calls it a Melacha, Mechain Lamed Biashmur, Shemar Rishus Arab, Metchilas Arba Lesov, Arba Harehu Kemotsum Rishus. And he says, "Mipiashmu again, Torah Shabbat, included under Hotzah is also included under Hotzah is also Habor Adal Amos in Rishus Harabim. The Shulchan Aruch as well brings us Halacha, source number 9, Orachayim Shimon Shin Mem Vav Sifalev Min Torah Eino Chayev Ela Bemotzi Machnas Vizorik Umoshim Rishach Rishus Harabim Rishus Harabim Shulyachim." Okay, that Tosus now introduces us to something else which we have to define. He says, "Chachamim asu mikarmelus l'shuzayach l'rishus harabim omehem l'karmelus." Tosus, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't introduce it. The Gemara introduces it. We'll see in a second. But the Shulchan Aruch refers to what's called a karmelus, which we'll see momentarily means an area which qualifies neither as a rishus harabim nor as a rishus harabim, neither as a rishus harabim nor as a rishus harabim. But a karmelus is the same din, right? You're not allowed to carry from a karmelus to a rishus hayachid, or from a rishus hayachid to a karmelus, or from a karmelus to a rishus harabim, or a rishus harabim back to a karmelus, all the same. It's all the same din, at least on a darbana level. And then Sivbeis, the Shulchan Aruch adds Sivbeis, Minatora ain't chayav ela b'maver dal amas b'rishus harabim. Minatora only chayav if you carry dal amas b'rishus harabim. V'chachorim also l'haver dal amas b'karmelis. And he mentions Yam and Bika, other types of karmelis or things like that, which some which we'll talk about in just a moment. The Mishnah Berurah explains what's this idea of a karmelis, and then we'll define it precisely in a moment. We'll look at the next page, source number 10, Mishnah Berurah is a cotton beis, and Sin Shin Ben Bob. Chachorim also, the Hudami Ksas for Rishus Harabim. A karmelis is similar, it looks like, it smells like, it is similar in a way to Rishus Harabim. In what sense? She'ein Mechitzos. It's not enclosed. And that's where the fun starts. A karmelis is an area which may not be a Rishus Harabim for other, in other ways, but the point is no Mechitz, not wall. It's not an enclosed area. Or Mekal Mokom ain't a Rishus Harabim. It's not a full Rishus Harabim. Delav Lehilucha Derabim Aviva. It's not made for public transport, for public travel, and so on. V'lachein gozru alav chachamim shelo lahotzi lahachnif imenu bein l'rishus harabim bein l'rishus harabim bein l'rishus harabim bein l'rishus harabim rada kadei shelo lahate afim l'rishus harabim l'rishus harabim. This place, a karmelis, is so similar to l'rishus harabim, if people get in the habit of being motzi from a karmelis to l'rishus harabim or vice versa, so you'll do it with a real l'rishus harabim. Or if you carry da'al amas in a karmelis, you'll think you can carry da'al amas in l'rishus harabim as well. What is, so let's see. What exactly is this karmelis? So let's take a look at the next Gemara. The Gemara is in source number 11. Shabbos Dav Vav Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Arba Rishuyos for Shabbos. There are four areas, four domains with regards to the Shabbos. Rishus Hayochid, Rishus Harabim, the Karmelis, and Makom Ptur. Makom Ptur we're going to not discuss tonight. Makom Ptur is hard to define, but Makom Ptur is a small area. The classic example you always give of Makom Ptur is a fire hydrant. Or it's a newspaper box, you know, they have the papers, huh?
Pipes.
A pipe is something like very thin, small. Yeah, it goes to Mahmoud Tur, yeah. Okay, small things like that. We're not talking about Mahmoud Tur tonight. So the Gemara says, Ezehu Rosh Hashayachid. What's the Rosh Hashayachid? The Gemara says, Chritz Shehu Amok Atzar V'Racham Arbo. You have a ridge, a hole, that is at least 10 tefachim deep and 4 amos wide. So that's called a reshus hayachid. You have a pit. Okay, that area is a reshus hayachid. Why? Because we think about it for a moment. If you're down in a pit, you're surrounded by walls. Right? And it's not really walls, but it's the dirt. So you're in an area that's large enough, it's 4 amos, right? And it's surrounded, you're enclosed, basically. If you're down in a pit, you're enclosed. So that's an example of reshus hayachid. Or, says the Gemara, the chain geder shu gavoa asav rachava. Or if you're on top of something, like a mound. Okay? With how does that work? How are you enclosed? So let's say this is the mound. Okay, so I have a mound and it's got the right width. So I'm standing on top, so how am I enclosed? So here we have a principle, Nechel Shabbos, Nechel Sukkot, that when you have a wall, so even though the wall stops here, physically, we say, good asik mechitza. We view the wall imaginarily as if it continues up. So when I'm standing on top of this thing, so I'm surrounded by walls. Where are they? I don't see them. The imaginary walls, right? The wall that is over here continue all the way up, so it's as if I'm surrounded. That's what the Gemara says. So that's the definition of a Rishus Hayachid. Definition of Rishus Hayachid. Now, what about, continues the Gemara. So that's all examples of Zehi Rishus Hayachid Gemara. It's interesting, the Gemara itself never says, it's a funny way of expressing it really, but the Gemara never says the basic definition of Rishus Hayachid. Basically, you know, it gives this funny case, it's a pit, it's a ridge, but basically what comes out from there is that any area which is enclosed, that's called the Rishus Hayachid. If it's the minimum size and it's enclosed, and it's also din, it can't be too big, that's another discussion, but it's enclosed, that's called the Rishus Hayachid. Continues the Gemara. The Ezo Rishus HaRabim, the second line there in 11, still the Gemara in Shabbos, Vo'avam and Aleph. Okay, what's the Rishus HaRabim? Suratya, okay, I printed the Rashi's in 17. Suratya is, huh? Yeah, highway, exactly. Rashi in 17 is Sratya is Mesila Shahochin Vom Eir, a highway, a road from one town to another, right? The highway. Sratya, Uplatya Gedola, Platya, like a plaza, Times Square, you're like a big area. That's what Rashi said in the Platya, Rechava Shalir, Shashom Miskabsim Eschor, they get together at the marketplace, right? That's the business there. Everybody comes, this big open area, has, you know, 50 shops and stalls there and so on. That's called the Platya, that's what Shuzer Adam. Umuvos, Hamakuloshin, Zeh, Rashi says you have streets that have to be 16 amos wide at least, and the Mufaloshim means they go on either side, they reach, you know, they perhaps straight through the town. You know, the example would be in Havre, up in the mountains, you're on the highway and there comes a little town, Main Street. You know, like in Forsberg or so, Woodburn, one of these places, you're driving on a highway, whatever, it's 42, 52, whatever, then you come to town, that's suddenly Main Street. Then that road runs mamish from one end of the town to the other end of the town. That's the Rishus HaRabim, that's what the Gemara says. The old Rishus HaRabim. Then the Gemara says, so, Ein Motzim, back to the Gemara, in the Shabbos Bob and Aleph, Ein Motzim, Rishus HaRabim, Zul, you can't carry the rice or can't transport something from this Rishus HaRabim to that Rishus HaRabim, they machnis, Rishus HaRabim, Zul, Rishus HaRabim, or the reverse. And the host of Shoghi Khaikhaz made it on his cars and this stuff fine. Okay? But now he mentions other things, let's say the water or some kind of a valley, and he says you have Carmelis, it's divanus in front of the store where the people sit, like an alleyway. But anyway, it says Carmelis ain't a low kirshus haram, the low kirshus hayachid. A Carmelis, it's not enclosed. On the other hand, it doesn't meet. It's not that big an area. It's not, you know, it's not the place where people assemble. It's not a highway. That's neither rishus haram nor rishus hayachid. So midrabbanan ve'ain nosin ve'nosin b'tocha. You've nosed himself a potter, right? It's potter v'loser. Right? It's also rabbanan. Ve'ain motzi b'tocha b'tocha rishus haram lo rishus haram b'tocha ve'nachnisim rishus haram b'tocha lo b'tocha rishus haram b'tocha. That is a Carmelist. So Carmel, yes.
You know, we make the assumption in number two that it's not the real, it's just about it.
Yeah.
All we know, it may have been just a
Carmelist. Yeah, but they said that everybody came. So we'll have to see. That may touch on it. We'll come back to that, maybe. But that was the assumption. Just in terms of the word Carmelist itself, it's a funny word. Carmelist in Eretz Yisrael today, the subway in Haifa is called the Carmelite. You know, our Carmel. What's the word Carmelist? So different. I just printed a few things. The Tosfos and Shabbos there are not Dal Vav Aleph. So it's 12. Says Carmelist quotes to Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Reish Shabbos Tami Rechia Carmel Rach Umale Lo Lach Eliyavish. It's some Carmelist. Car is soft and Mal is full. It's like a vegetable or a product that's soft. It's neither dry nor wet. You know, it's in the middle. Elabenani, just right, in the middle. Hachinami Carmelist ain't a low. The low Kirshus Arab. It's neither. It's something in the middle. That's how Tosis says. Right. Rashi says in Shabbos Al Gimel Reza 13, Carmelis quotes a pasuk Yeshaya Losher Niyaro Carmel, like a forest. She'ain Olo Hilo Carmel Arab. People don't travel there. It's not a private property. But who goes in the forest? You know, a little bit riding. Nobody else in the forest. I just said, no, it's an area that the people don't travel. Olo Tashmish Rishayach. It's not used as Rishayach. That's what Rashi says in Shabbos Al Gimel. The Rambam in the Parish Mishnah, printed in 14, the Parish Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Shabbos, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, he says, Nikras Carmelis, Shidoma Isha Almona. It's Ke'armelis, Ke'armelis, it's plain Aramaic. An Armelis is an Almona, that's the Aramaic word for Almona, Isha Shinis Armelo. Right, so, means that she's not married, but she's not a Psula either, again, sort of in between status. I just avoid this time, this there. Fine. Whatever the word Carmelis means, that's what it is. I just pointed out, I said this before, I should have printed it earlier, the Ritzvah. In source 15, the Ritzvah, not that from Shabbos, but Aleph says, Ezer Rishus Ha'achin Chritzu Gavo Asara, Baruch of our boy, gives a funny example. He says what it means is, Pirish Afilu Kigon Zeh, Chashu Rishus Ha'achin. Ki'ilu Hu Bayis, She'eshul Da'al Al-Da'al, Mukov Mechitz of Dimurus, Gavo Asara, Baruch of Gavir Aleph. The Ritzvah says, the Gemara left off the obvious definition, because that's obvious, the real, what's the real, the Ritzvah is telling us, what's the real definition of Rishus Ha'achin? It means the house that is at least walls this in its height, and that is the width of the place, and it's enclosed by these walls. That's the real mukaf, right? It's a bayis rishus da'al, the mukaf mechitzos, and it's surrounded by walls. That's the real rishus hayachin. Okay? And where does what is the rishus harabim modeled after? So Jackie, this relates to your question. The rishus harabim is modeled after, that's what Rashi says there in Erevin, on Da'at Vav Min Aleph. We were quoting before Shabbos Vav Min Aleph, but there's also Gemara Erev in Vav Min Aleph. Rashi there says Rishus Harabim. So Rishus Harabim Shalom Mechum L'Shar L'Shar Shemefurus Dome L'Digle Midbar. Right, the definition of all the halachas of Shabbos were learned right into the Midbar in the Mishkan. So in the Midbar, that was an assumption that they had roads that went all the way through and so on, and people traveled there. So I guess the assumption was that everybody at least had access. So we'll come back to that point. The Rashi is going to see fully inside now. If you want to look at it, you have to keep the sheets and take a look. Let's look at the Rambam in source 18, Parag Yud Dalet of the Shabbos halacha Aleph Arba Rishus Rishus L'Shabbos Rishayachad Rishus Rabbim Mekamos Tor Eidu Rishus Rabbim. The Rambam summarized with more details than the Gemara we read because he brings from other Gemaras too. What's Rishus HaRabim? Midbaros, V'yarem, V'shvokim, V'drachim, V'loshal, Hamel, V'vadje, Rochav, Adar, Pesayin, Amav, V'loya, L'tikra, can't be, can't have a covering, right? It has to be open area, no covering, no walls. That's Rishus HaRabim, and this is 16 Amos wide. Eidu, Rishul Yachid, Kael, Shigamah, Asar, Tmafim, like a mound, like we said before, or a cliff. Again, the Rambam brings all this, or in general, he brings the normal case. Chayn Makom, Shum Mukav, Arba Mechitzos, Gavon Asar, a place which is surrounded by mechitzas that are at least 10 fucking high. That's why in the backyard, if you have a fence, even though you're outdoors, but if you have a fence around your backyard, the fence is at least 10 fucking high. 10 fucking is about 35 inches, between 35 and 40 inches, different sheets, whatever, but you have a regular picket fence, a regular gate around your entire regular fence, around your whole backyard. That's called the Rishus Hayachid, right? Because you have, it's an enclosed area. All of this is Rishus Hayachid. That's the Rambam in Halacha Aleph. The next page in Halacha Dalet, that same parak Dalet, he says what a Carmelis is. Okay, a Carmelis is a tail shaped barbo, al came the gobble mishloshel atzor. It doesn't have the right height, or it doesn't have the right width, or the mechitzah are not that tall. Shak Carmelis ain't a professor la vasora, they don't have a pachos marbel arba, b'chein chritz, he has the same cases, but doesn't meet the same qualifications. So that's the idea of a Carmelis. And again, that's what we see in the Shulchan Aruch and some in Shin Men. Hey, in source 19, Sif Aleph, Arbor, Shabbos is the same thing. He defines Rishus Hayachid in Sif Beis very plainly. He gives the normal case. Makom Hamukaf Mechitzas Givo Asar Tvachim, the Yeshbo Dal Tvachim Al Dal Tvachim Yosef. Right? It's 10 Tvachim high, at least 4x4 Tvachim in width. I think I may have said Amos before I meant Tvachim. Right? That's the Shulchan Aruch. It's Mukaf, surrounded by Mechitzas. Okay? And Sif Zion, he writes, and Simon Shin Men, hey, Ezer Shus Arabim, Rechovos Ushokim, Arachom, Tezlan Amos, streets that are 16 Amos wide, they ain't on the curb, they're not covered, they ain't on Choma, there's no wall around them, or even if they are, have a wall, but they go straight from one end of the town to the other, that's Shus Arabim. And here is the key line, which we're going to focus on for the rest of the Shia pretty much, the end of Stiv Zion and Simon Shin Men, hey, Vyesh Omrim, Shekol Shein Shishim Ribo, Omrim Bo, Bechol Yom, Ezer Shus Arabim. In the Midbar, you had 600,000 people, right? So the Shulchan Aruch says, we're going to come back, this is the key point really, any place that doesn't have 600,000 people is not going to be labeled as a Rishus HaRabim on a Daraisa level. That's, he says it as a Yeshom. But that's the Nechaveh, that's an important point which we're going to say. If you want to look in source number 20, the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Shin Mem Hei, that same Siman Arachayim, in Sukkot Nala, gives you a nice little Hakdoma, he summarizes everything clearly. Okay. It says about a Karmelist, it's not Rishus HaRabim, it's not Rishus HaYachid, it doesn't have Mechitza, everything we said, we don't need to look at it all over again. You look in the Mishnah Berurah that I printed in source 21, it's called Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, Yud Tes, it all tells you these are all the areas that's based on Diglei Midbar, right? In the Midbar there was no cover, so Rishus HaRabim, right? There's no roof over their head, so the Diglei Midbar also, so Rishus HaRabim, okay, but no natural, no unnatural cover, I guess. Okay, but anyway, keep learning Diglei Midbar. Where does Tes Zayin Amo? They figure out that was the width of the wagons and so on. So all these, if it's less than that, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, but it's rather a Karmelist.
In Tes Zayin Amo?
What? They figure out how the width, wider, Tes Zayin Amo is the wider, huh? Right, we end up to 69. Yes, other side, yeah. Of course. Okay. Anyway, that's a Malcolm Hilucha Golos. Fine. And again, Rechovah says, Tashichi Barab, Rashid. Yeah, just look, an important point, and this is the Ramah mentioned in source 22, in the Siman Shimon Vav Sif Gimel. The Ramah tells us one line, Shekol Rishuyos Shalano Him Karmelis. Nowadays, all our Rishuyos, other than a private property or Shuyachat in your house, it's going to be considered a Karmelis. So now, the Midar Bonan, it's also the Midar Bonan, who cares if it's a Karmelis or it's a Rishus HaRab? You can't carry in it, you can't transport, so you know, we're from Jews, so we've observed the Darbonans also. So what's the difference? It's only the Darbonan, but the Maisa, not only can't I carry four Amos in a Rishus HaRab, I also can't carry four Amos in a Karmelis. Not only can I transport from a Rishus HaRab to a Rishus HaYachid, but can I transport from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaRab, or vice versa, yeah.
Why is everything in Karmelis?
Say it again?
Why is it that everything is
Karmelis? That's the Din Darbonan, as Mishnah Berurah said earlier, because it looks like a Rishus HaRab. It's open, people are not enclosed.
So why is it?
So he doesn't say yet what we're going to say, but if you require this criterion that we mentioned before, that's 600,000 people, he says, well, there's not so many places that have that. That's what we're going to get to. And certainly Europe at that time, we're all up in Krakow, but certainly at that time, and around here too, there's not so many places that have that many people, right? He says practically speaking, huh? Yeah, we'll get that too, huh? Yeah. The Ramah lives in Krakow, yeah. Nowhere, not in those days. But even Warsaw, we'll see sort of now, but we'll see, that's what you're going to get to. But Lamaisa, that's what he's saying, that once you require that criterion, that there's 600,000 people, especially the Chabad, because every day, that eliminates lots of Rishus HaRabim in the world, right? And it's all Karmelis. But what difference does it make? Halacha Lamaisa, who cares? That's good, so it's only Darbonim, but we like to keep the Darbonim too, right? So the answer is, let's say I want to be able to carry outside. So the answer is I have to I should try and provide an area that is not a Rishus HaYochid. I want to carry on Shabbos. So the answer is to make it into a Rishus HaYochid. How do I do this? It's my backyard. Very simple. I'll get a fence. I'll put a fence around the whole thing. Now it's enclosed. It's more than Dal Tochim or Dal Tochim. I get a fence. I make sure it's 10 Tochim high. Let's say 35 to 40 inches high. I put a fence around. People have in their back, on the back of the house, a deck. You know, so I want to be able to carry on the deck also. Good, so we put a fence around the deck. That's simple. Okay, that's a simple solution. Okay, I can build a gate around. However, let's say I want to carry in Teaneck, so I don't think the township would permit us to put a fence around the whole Teaneck, right? So that's not going to work. So what do we do? How do we solve it? So first of all, we have the Gemara has an Erevin Daf Yud Aleph Mad Aleph. Again, as a preview, you'll get to this in a few weeks in the Daf Yomi 23. Erevin Daf Yud Aleph Mad Aleph. Omer Rabban Barav Acha, Omer Yitzchak. Maiseh Ba'odamechon Avikas Be'Shurton, in this name of place, Shanaat Arba Kundisin Ba'arba Pinos Asad. He had a field, he had a backyard. So he didn't actually build a whole fence or a whole gate around the whole wall around his backyard, but rather he just put up Arba Kundisin, four posts, so to speak, on each of the corners. Umasav Zmora Alehem. Right? And Rashi says in 24, what is Musaf Zmora Alehem? Al Gabem? Mizela Zekeim Surah Apesa. It looks like a doorway. If you look at any door, look at the door over here, you see that there is a Surah HaPesach, okay, which is basically like the Hebrew letter Ches, right? You have a two posts on a side, a post on a top. That's a door frame. A door frame. So what this guy did in his field, doesn't say how big his field was, but he put a post over here and a post over here, and some type of a wire or something on the top. Okay, that's called the tzur. That's what she says. Ke'ein tzur sapesa. So the Gemara says, Ubom, back to the Gemara 23, Yeralf and Alf and Erevin, the Ubom Meister Nechachav, he tirul over in him kilayim. They're matzah for kilayim. What's kilayim? So we know that there's a, the Torah says you're not allowed to cross plant. You're not allowed to mix certain types of, you're not allowed to plant grapes with wheat, right? That is kilayim. So let's say I have I'm a farmer, and I want to plant different crops. So there's a whole masech. The masech is kilayim. Exactly how far apart the different things should be, not to violate kilayim. Okay, so whatever. So usually there's a certain minimum distance, but if there's a wall in the way, so then you can be closer. Okay, those are the mishnayos in kilayim, and there's a shalim kilayim and so on. So one of the things the Gemara here says, that even though it wasn't an actual wall, it was just this, so it was a fake wall, right? It had the frame of a wall, but it was clear, I guess you'd go through it, traceable. So, the Gemara says, Hitiru linim kilayim. That's what Rashi says in 24. Shineish kifanim ishoch kundisim mutal izor samach lele chutzim chitza. Kitzan haya geder bein time zesam al gerem ikan, zesam al gerem ikan. Right? It counted like a fence. Like a gate. And then the Gemara says in Achlokas, Amar Ish Lokish, Kedera, back to the Gemara, Kedera, Chitilo, Lenin Kilayim, Kachitilo, Lenin Shabbos, Vilchonam, Lenin Kilayim, Lenin Shabbos, Lo Yitilo. Achlokas, whether this also counts as a wall or as an enclosure for Hilchos Shabbos purposes. The Rambam Paskin, the next page, 25, Hilchos Shabbos, Parak Kazayim, Halacha Kazayim. So the Rambam Paskin, call as a general rule, call Mechitza, Sheyesh Bataret, Merub Al Amen, Eina Mechitza. He says the following. Let's think about a house for a second. I'll give you the background first. I have a house. I live in my house. So we agree that's completely surrounded by walls, right? My house is enclosed. What if my front door is open? Can I still carry my house? After all, now it's not completely closed. There's an opening. The answer is yes. And what if my front door and my back door are both open? Can I still carry it? What if my front door and my back door, I have a side door, everything's open? So the Rambam tells us, call the chitzi sheish bo parutz meruba ala omen. If there's more parutz, means open. If there's more open than shut, than sealed. I don't know what the right word is. If you have more openings than you have wall, so that's ain't a mechitza. Aval on her parts, kilometers, and territory, it's exactly the same. Mutter, ubavad, she lo yeb osan pirtsos, pirtsos, she yesel es amas. Even if I have mostly standing, but there's a huge interruption of 10 amas, 18, 20 feet. Okay, so that also, that messes it up. Aval es amas, very good, so far. But, and here's the key. The mahayo of pirtsos, utsuras hapesa, if this opening, even a large opening, has a tzuras ha-pesach, meaning there's two posts and something on top, even I can walk in and out, but you have it's more than 10 hours, it's long, says the Rambam, okay, that doesn't disqualify the mechitza, but he says at this point, but that's a hu shelo yeh parat smur balamid, but still overall you have to have more standing than opening. Now, the that's in an area which is Doraisa. We'll see in a second. The Shulchan says in the Shin Samach Beis Yud 26, "Im also tzuras hapesa, afilu lepirsi yisarim esam mutter." Okay, afilu lo not the case of the Gemara. El arba kundisim ba'avaruchos also tzuras hapesa then mutter. Okay. Yeah. Now the Rambam has a different sheet, which is why some people don't rely on Erev today. But we'll make it back to that later. The Mishnah Berurah says, "What's the idea?" And the Shin Sam Beis Yikot Nunhei, because it's Amutal Taltav Al Gav Amutal Taltav B'Sochem Dichedefanos Sheish Bo'em Sochem Chashivi. A Tzuras HaPesach is just like a wall that has an opening, it's like my front door, right? Now, this, what do we do? What do we do when we build an Erev? We're not building a gate or a wall. What we're doing basically is we build around the area a series of doorways. Except there's no door. It's just the two side posts and a cross post. So I put one here, and right next to it, right next to it, right next to it. We do it all around the whole bungalow colony, the whole hotel, the whole campsite, whatever, all the whole town. All right, that's exactly basically what we call an Erev. What we call an Erev, the term is a misnomer. It's not an Erev, it's a Tzuras HaPesach, right? In the Yiddish we call it an Erev, but it's not really, the word Erev is something else. The word Erev is actually the box of food. It's a box of matzah, because we have one thing we have to do, to everybody should have a share in the whole area for ownership purposes, so we put in this side of the Tinek, I mentioned the person, it's in Rabbi Neuberger's house. On the other side of Tinek, it's in Rabbi Rothbach's shul. So whatever, an area that you can get access, people get access, that's the real Erev. The rest of the Tzuras HaPesach. Let's just see, the Gemara says in Erev and Dafid Alf Days, Tana, Surah HaPesach Shamu, Kana Mikan, the Kana Mikan, the Kana Gabayan. What is a Surah HaPesach? A post on this side, a post on the other side, and some kind of thing on top. That's a Surah HaPesach. That's exactly what it is. Then the Gemara has a question. Srikhan Liga or Ain Srikhan Liga? Do the two side posts have to the touch, have to actually reach it? Because all we say, like I said earlier, good asik, right? This is very right. This is a very, very nogeya for us in modern metropolitan areas. We use air, a lot of times we use telephone wires. Okay, because the perfect thing, we have a town with two wires and telephone. So you have two side posts, namely a telephone pole, and you have a wire on top. Yeah, but sometimes the wire is not on top. You take a look at telephone poles, a lot of times you have a telephone pole and the wire is on the side. Depends where. Okay, I remember when we first built the Tinek years ago, I was involved with it, so the other side of Tinek, the southern side of Route 4, so there, remember, Kanafo was the Rav, and that town is a bar mazel, because if you look, drive along Route 4, you'll see the entire northern border of that area, from the southern area, the whole Route 4 there, is one telephone, drive along Route 4, once pay attention when someone else is driving, take a look at the post, you'll see this post, and the wires on top, beautiful, you don't have to do anything. The problem that comes up, what about when you have, in most many telephone poles, you have a wire on the side. So now that's a problem, because that's, it says in the Gemara, Kana al Gabayan, has to be on top, not on the side. So what we do is we put up something underneath. It attached to the telephone pole that's directly underneath that wire. That's what we call a lechem. So we put a certain amount of, also 10 tefachim high, a little 2x4, you put a attached to the telephone pole and directly underneath. Now, there's another machlokas, not for now, but what does he mean underneath? Underneath, it looks to me and you when we're looking up underneath. Let me tell you, having worked for many years in the area, a lot of telephone poles are crooked, and you don't realize it, but you know, and the angle, when you're up there, we have a cherry pick, I've been up there, you look down, it looks very different when you're up there. So many, some poskim in Europe have relied on this. They said, as long as the average person looks by, yeah, is it underneath, good. And others say, no, it has to really be underneath. You gotta get a plumb line. Remember, you had a plumb line, now they have it, they don't need a plumb line, they have a laser thing, which you can hit it, a laser pointer. So what we do to stay away from that whole problem is we simply run the strip all the way up, and it hits it. So that takes care of that whole problem. Yeah.
Would you be able to say a
love
within a certain amount?
Yeah, okay, a love would apply. Yeah. But a love is only 3 tefachim, don't take it. Love is not that.
Usually it's more.
Yeah, usually, yeah. Anyway, let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that this whole construct, that's not for tonight, but the whole construct has to be theoretically able to support what's called Del Shel Kash. A flimsy door. It's got to be able to support something. It can't just be, you know, some string, you know, thread. You know, it's got to be able to support something. You know, how exactly? Del Shel Kash. It's a flimsy door. Yeah, this is good. Now, the Rambam brings Halacha in 29. The Hilchos Shabbos Perek Tes Zayin Halacha Yud Tes Surah HaPesach Amur B'chol Mokom Yafilu Kanav Yotzibah Mikan Gabayan. Okay, and tells you the height and everything else. Okay, good. And here the Shulchan Aruch mentions here, obviously, your thing. Surah HaPesach Shamur Tzricha Shtei Bria, and the Rambam rather mentions Tzricha Shtei Bria LeKabel Delos Afil Del Shel Kash, some type of flimsy door. Shulchan Aruch has this in Siman Shin Samach Beis Sif Yud Aleph Ba'al Surah HaPesach Kamikan Kanav Gabayan Afilu Einu No Gabayan, even if it doesn't touch it, and it can be some distance, but it's got to be right underneath, right? It says mechuvan, and can I get kana as mechuvan? So that's what goes back to our question. What is mechuvan? Manish looks like it, or it actually is by pull of gravity? Okay, anyway, fine. The Mishnah Berurah explains why it doesn't have to touch. In Siv Kotten Samach Beis, source 31, he said it doesn't have to touch. Why? Darmidim, good asik. We imaginarily view it if it goes up. Yeah, but it has to go by the pull of gravity. Again, you need a plumb line, you need a laser. That's the question. Do we say good asik in that case? Mishnah Berurah doesn't weigh in on that. Okay, and then Siv Kotten. Okay. Now, the question is as follows. Let's say I do this trick now. Let's say I do this trick, I build this economy con, it's imaginary wall and so on. Does it work does it work even in a real Rishus HaRama? It's in a city. I have a city, it's a real Rishus HaRama. That's great. So I'm going to New York City, I'm going to close Times Square. It's New Year's Eve, there's a million people there. Right? So I'm going to close the whole area. Right? I'm going to build one of these things. Economy, is this exact way? Does that work or not? So the Prima Godin is Mesupuk in 32. The Prima Godin has a suffix. And our Chaim Siman Shin Sama Gimel Sivkot Malaf in the Mishpat Zohar, regardless of the Daash, my name is Supuk, with Surah HaPesach, he have a Mechitza Devar Torah. Is this thing, does this work on a Doraisa level? Does this Surah HaPesach, we discussed, the Purgatum of Mesupuk, whether it works on a Doraisa level? Okay? Or it only works in a Karmelis. He leaves it as a Suffolk. It happens to be that the Chazon Ish, which is on the paper, but the Chazon Ish, which I have with me in Hilchos Erevin, Simon Ayin in the Siv Yud Gimel, the Chazon Ish thinks that it does work on a Doraisa level. Why? Because he says, remember the Gemara we started with, the guy who built the thing in his yard, it was for Kelayim. That's a Doraisa. That's basically the Chazon Ish's comment. He says, you see that it works for Kelayim, so that means Doraisa. Like, this sort of plant for Kelayim. What's that?
Yochanan says
Kelayim
is Shabbos.
Right, so that's some answer to Chazon Ish's time. I said, yeah, but it's different, because there you need something to separate. In Shabbos, you need to be enclosed. It may not be the same. But okay, Machot is Hachon. But if you hold it.
Who?
I don't know. Yeah, Klein knows the right way, right. Maybe that's the show. I don't know. I know that place in the chair, I have to see. It says the name of the show. Yeah, probably that's the show, huh?
Yeah,
right. What it applies. So the Chazon Ish, the way we pass, he thinks it's a Shabbos. But I disagree. But anyway, if you hold like the Prima Godin one side of the suffix, so this whole trick is not going to work in a place that's a real Rishus HaRama. But according to others, it will, but there's another problem. Okay, and that is another din. In Erevin also, Chav Beis and Aleph, source 33. The Gemara says the following statement, the famous Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Chana 33, Amar Yechanan, Yerushalayim, Il Mole Dal Susan in Alos Belaila, Chayavar Alev Mishum Rishus HaRabba. Yerushalayim, the old city, has a wall around it. Right? There's a wall, so beautiful. It's a walled city. Right? Not only for Purim, but it's a walled city in general. So but it has openings. You have all this Shar Yako, and there's an opening. So Gemara says, Il Mole Dal Susan in Alos Belaila, it would be considered Rishus HaRama anyway, even though it's walled, because the wall, the doors are open. The only thing that saves us is that at night, in those days, they used to shut up the walls, the gates rather, because for safety purposes, security team would close the gates, and then it's Rishus HaRama. But if not for that, then it's not Rishus HaRama. But the Rishus HaRama, the Gemara says, but if not for that, it's Rishus HaRama. That's what Rashi explains in 34. Because what kind of mechitza? People are walking back and forth. What kind of mechitza? Go in and out. That's kind of mechitza. It was a joke, you know. It was a joke with the briskers, right? That, you know, the sukkah. So there was a, whatever it was, love it or whatever it was. There was a wall. So the joke is the brisker was walking and bumped into the stop. There was nothing there. What happened? I'll be all up. There's a wall here. Right? But the lemaisa, you have osi rabbi about mechitza. So Tosa says, and it's important, Tosa in Erev, based on what Aleph says, about 35, I'll say it outside, I'll say it a few minutes. Tosa says that when the whole need for a mechitza is the Rabbana, meaning, in the case he gives, you have three kosher mechitzas, remember from Sukkah, three kosher mechitzas, now it's just a question of four, so the fourth we can rely, Osi Rabin, people go back and forth, and so on, mechitza, okay, we're not worried about it, on the fourth wall. And that still won't help us today, because most of the time we don't have three good walls either. But what bails us out is in the next page, the Mordechai in Erevin. It's in Parakat, or that page is when it's Top Kuftas. The Mordechai quotes in Aram Rutenberg that it's not just the case Tosus gives of three good walls, and now the fourth will rely on this Tzuras HaPesach, but rather whenever the issue is only Drabbanan, whenever the need for the walls is Drabbanan, it's good enough to have this Tzuras HaPesach. And that's really what opens the door, no pun intended, to all Erevin today. When we're dealing with an area which is not a Rishus HaRabim Daraita anyways, it's only a Kamalist, so now we can talk about putting up what we call an Erev, a series of these Tzuras HaPesach, around the whole city, and that can be called an enclosure. If Asi Rabban doesn't matter because the whole city is only Rabban. Again, Tosis doesn't quite say it. Tosis only gives that one example. If three kosher mechitzas for the fourth one, we can rely on Surah Sapesa. But the Maram Rutenberg, that's quoted by the Mordechai, like Osman, is also quoted like that, that he extends it to all, whatever the whole need for the mechitzas to begin with, is only Rabbanon, so that's what we can rely on this heter of Surah Sapesa. And that's what our Arab are premised on. Yes. Right, but the Rishonim say that doesn't do it disqualify La Loch as a Mechitza. It's still called a Mechitza. It's still called a Mechitza. What's that? No, not the Rabbanon. The losses would be the rice, it would be losses, but not the Rabbanon. So that's really what all our errors are based on. Can we go ahead and say that all our areas, no area is a Rishus HaRabim today, or very few areas? What qualifies? Does Pinet qualify? Does New York City qualify? Does Mason and London? Many other big cities qualify. So really here, if you look in the Gemara in Erevin, on the Bav Medalot, I'm sorry, they look at Rashi and Erevin Dafo, and Rashi throws in, what's Rishus HaRabim? Mashma Rochav Sheishas HaRabim, we spoke about 3,600 amas wide. Ve'ir Shemetsuyim Ba Shishim Ribo. And Ve'im Bachoma, and so on and so forth. It has to have 600,000 people there to qualify as Rishus HaRabim. Tosas there in Erevin Dafo, in 38, says, he quotes that that's also the Baha'i. He quotes Rashi, Ve'chein Yev Baha'i, goes to the Baha'i, Allah goes also like that, you need Jesus Shishim Ribo. So Rabbi Tam has a kasha about it, okay, but be that as it may, that's when they come with the tariffs, okay, and the problem is that Tosus asked the men in 38, what do you mean 600,000? Where does that number come from? That's only men between 20 and 60. What about the women? What about the babies? There's a lot more than 600,000. That's Tosus says in the end of 38. Oh, it's the Bidigli Nibra on the top of Nashon, I missed part. The Chayn Kosher and Erev Ravu, Goyim, Erev Ravu, whatever about them. So the Yesh Omer, the Lokav, and the Mishra, and this is the Ksim Mishra. Listen, that's the number the Torah gives, that's what we use, period. Okay. So Rashi and Tosus there in Erev and Davov say you need this. Rashi and Erev and Davov, Nun Tes, 39. Nun Tes and Aleph, Ir Shol Yochid. Shaloha Niknasam Atomic Shishim Rebo Shabaday Adam, a private area, you know, like you have a little gated town or whatever, it doesn't qualify as a Rishus HaRabim. Why? So Rashi says, Shaloha Niknasam Atomic Shishim Rebo Shabaday Adam, there aren't 600,000 people, therefore, below Hashiva Rishus HaRabim, it's therefore not qualified as a Rishus HaRabim, below Daniel Digle Midgar. And again, Tosas there in Erevin, Nun Testament Aleph, so it's 40 years, Shal Yachin, period for Kuntri, Shal Niknasam Atomic Shishim Rebo, below Hashiva Rishus HaRabim, etc., and they quote the whole Rashi, and the third line in the middle, he says, Ad kan osha kunjus, v'hadim imo, he's right. So Rashi and Tosas certainly say that the qualifiers of the Rishus HaRabim d'oraisa, it has to be placed with 600,000 people, yeah.
And if you look at the
Rishus
and Rashi both ways, one
says
Rishus
HaRabim,
and here it says,
Shulani Shulani. Absolutely, absolutely correct. But you're right. And it's going to be my focus in the postum. How do we follow? We'll see in a second. Okay? But before we get to that, because one place Rashi says in Davav, he says, Mitsuyin Bo Shishim Ribo, which sounds like they live there. Here he says, Nichnasin Bo Tomid. And where, you know, how do you figure that out? Commuters, people come to visit and so on. We'll have to see. We may touch upon it. I'm just trying to give you an overview here. Okay? It's important to understand that many postum, many Rishonim disagree with this whole Yisod. For example, in 41, the Chiddush Ramban, okay, and I should mention, if you look back, I mean, I didn't print it again, but the Rambam, which we had, let's see if I can find it now quickly, the Rambam in 18, where the Rambam defines, well, that's just the Yochid, I don't find it right now, but the Rambam, when he defines Rishus HaRabim, never mentions this requirement for 600,000. And the Ramban here, where we look at 41, the Ramban in the Chiddushim, on that Daf and Erev, Daf Nun Tes, he quotes Rashi, and he says, there's only one problem. The Gemara never mentioned such a thing. I mean, that's very nice for Rashi to say, but it's not the Gemara. The Gemara gave definition, okay? He says, you know, it makes a certain amount of sense. It's modeled after the Digle Midvar, and Rashi says in a few places. We'll look at the end of the first paragraph there, 41. Below Yadana Minayim Lola Rashi. I have no idea where Rashi gets this from, says the Ramban. Shalohus Gabbatam of the Shum Mokom. I'll trust the Ramban. He doesn't say in the Gemara anywhere, right? he does acknowledge of a hokus golos nimtzakein. Okay, I acknowledge the Bahad says it, and therefore it's hadavar tali bilanas gedolos. It's a great nishonim, great people say it, but still, he writes mikom akmanot tameyim. He says astonishing. The Gemara gives a list. We had it right. The Gemara at the beginning of Shabbos, the Davov, and the Rabban quotes it here. It gave a list: Stratia and Platia, and 16 amos wide. The Gemara gave definitions. Don't you think the Gemara should have mentioned this? If this is such an important thing, the Ramban finds it difficult to understand it. But okay, this is what, and other Rishonim also, many Rishonim. So the fact is that for years, yeah.
Who is here?
Before this meeting, you have a street that goes from one end to the other. That's why it comes out comical in a way. You can have a city, I mentioned before, you have up in the mountains, you have Main Street, right? You go driving down to Fallsburg or whatever, it comes Main Street. You have a little town, a little dorf, a mamish, nothing there. That could be Rishus Harabe because you have a street that goes right through. Okay. And you have no street, a big city doesn't have any street that goes all the way to a certain point.
You're downtown.
Right, so it becomes funny, but that's what comes out. So now we'll have to see that. Well, yeah, because, well, you could possibly include just the two, but two separate areas. We have, Cecil Wayne is not a problem. What we have here, I'm just going into, that's why in Teaneck, Route 4 is a separation. Okay, Route 4 is a dark merely here, so we have here two Erevin which are connected by the crosswalk, but you can't carry everywhere across Route 4, even though that's not everyone agrees. Rav Shechter holds like that, others disagree, but Willig, holds that, but Willig and his Erevin in Riverdale, they do use the Henry Hudson Parkway, because, whatever, the different explanations about it, but I can't go into all the area, I just want to...
The highway, we can't have the people there, we don't have the people there.
The highway itself, even the no people, might be a facility already. That's the question. Two issues, correct. So the truth is, the Route 4 does have 600,000 people. I have to take a look. I forgot. If you want to see it, Rabbi Ribiat's the four volume, the four fat volume. What's it called? Halachas HaShabbos. It's just called simple title. Rabbi, in English, four fat volume, huh? Yes, I think Halachas HaShabbos. When he talks about Arabic, he printed this in the 1990s. He contacted the traffic department in New York City, figured out he has a list there of how many people in the 1990s, probably more now, cross the George Washington Bridge every day, and how many people cross the Lincoln Tunnel and Ocean Parkway, and he has all these traffic, huh? I know, right. And, but even then, you didn't have 600,000. Well, you don't have 600,000 cars. Of course, there's more than one person in a car. Well, you could have a car. We'll get to that also at the very end. I just want to go over the 600,000 Indian, because Lamaisa, all the Arabs in Europe for many centuries were built on that. The base of Prime, Ephraim Zalman Margolyos in the 1800s in the Tshuva in Source 42. Base of Prime. There are many people who relied on that, and that was it. They built the Arabs all over Europe on the basis of this heter, so to speak, that's not a real Rishus HaRabim because it's, you don't have 600,000 people. The Mishkanos Yankov, which you don't have on the sheet. The Mishkanos Yankov is Yaakov Karlina, who was a primary disciple of the, of Rav Chaim of Alojana. The Mishkanos Yankov, one of his tshuvas, in Rav Chaim Simon Kuf, Chav, okay, says that he's, bothered by this. He shook the whole world. Because everyone had this, and all Konkan and Mishkanos Yankov, and he quotes many of the Shonim. He says, Rashi and Tosfos say it, but it's not like the Ramban is a Das Yochid, or the Rambam doesn't quote. He quotes many, many Shonim who also agreed that that's not one of the criteria. You can't insist on that you need 600,000 for the Rambam. He said, I'm wondering why, I don't understand why this became the accepted staff when it was a major Machokas Rishonim, and who's, and even the Shulchan Aruch, we saw before, only quoted as a Yesh Omer. So Mishkanos Yaakov made a fuss about it. His true, again, is Kelek Arachayim Simon Kuf Chav. So the base of Ephraim, which I have on the page, so that is in the computer, the base of Ephraim is a contemporary of Ephraim Zalman Margolyos, answered him in 42, Shal Shu's base of Ephraim, or Kelek Arachayim Simon Kuf Chav. He lists all of his songs. He said, no, the Rove is like Rashi Tosus. He now Arachti Le'ein Hattari Das Harbe Gedol of his songs. Asher Aleim Samchu Beheter Harbe Gorma Kulim Yisrael Yotzer Shabbos Afish Kama Gedol Olam Achol. He acknowledges that Mishkanos Yaakov is right. There are significant Rishonim who disagree. But still, he says, the Rove is not like that. He said, we shouldn't fuss about this. This was the Gedolei Olam and Tzarfas and Ashkenaz that we follow them to everything else in the world. And that's what they relied on the other Rishonim. And therefore, it's everything should be good. Yeah, yeah. The base of fine defense. Okay.
You said that Eric took these for
No, but also based on the goes to Asi Rabba Vat Lechitza, the second thing too. The people go back and forth. That should Asi Rabba Vat Lechitza, like the Gemara says, Yerushalayim, unless the walls were locked at night. So based on that, it's a problem. That's the problem. So Mordechai bails us out by saying when the whole chiv is only Drabbanon, the whole need is only Drabbanon, but that's why we assume it's only Drabbanon. I printed on the page, I'm not going to read it inside. For those interested in statistics, okay, if you take a look, the Mishnah Berurah writes that it was in Reed, it's in Shin Mem Hei, in our times, Chav Gimel, okay, he quotes this Yesh Omrim, he says the truth in that it is, that Yesh Omrim usually in a Chaber means he doesn't hold like that. Okay, but he says, what can I do? We call Malcolm Ainbar Kof, Limchod Biomas Biara Somkin Al Deyazu. Mr. Rissa, but many people he acknowledges rely on it, and therefore we don't want to scream about it. And then he takes a look in the Bir Halacha, he lines them up. He has 24 Rishonim, he quotes. That's a long Bir Halacha, which I was not going to read inside. If you're interested, you have time to read it. He lines up, it's 12 to 12. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah says even. And even 12 to 12 in the Rishonim. That's how the Mishnah Berurah presents it, and therefore he says a big machlokes. I brought with me the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa, and I'm a contemporary author of Neuberg. Something. We won't go to that problem now. But this is the middle edition, but there's a third one now. Anyway, Perik Yud Zion. Chelik Aleph Perik Yud Zion, Siv Gimel. He has in Sukkot Mechafalot, he says, take a look in the Bir Halacha. So maybe Yud Beis Rishonim Neged, Yud Beis, you know, the 12 to 12. But then he adds a whole bunch the other way. He says, the more Rishonim. So everybody, all the statisticians, I say, line this up, and you have different opinions about it. Lemais, as I said before, what? I don't know. But they're all big people. They're all people that we've all heard of. The truth of the matter is that one other area to finish up, one other area I wanted to look at, so Rosita alluded to before, so let's say I have 600,000 people where? On one street, in the town, every day, once in a while, it's a little bit difficult to understand. As we noted before, the Shulchan Aruch that I printed earlier, it's in Shin Mem Hei, says, the Yesh Omer, we may as well look back at that one, because 19, it's in Shin Mem Hei, Siv Zion, he says, Yesh Omer, Shekol She'ein Shishmer, open bow b'chol yom. You have to sit in and out every day. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah back on our page in 45 says b'chol yom, that's the cut m'chav dalet in the Sinai Shem, hey, chipasti b'chol ha-rishonim, and I trust them, chipasti b'chol ha-rishonim ha-om v'mishit ha-zu v'lo nizka v'divrayim t'nai zeh. I didn't see anywhere that says it's got to be every day. Rach shimitsuyim sham shishim ribo. And that's what I'm kidding. Let's say you have Times Square. I mentioned before, New Year's Eve in Times Square, a million people. Or more, whatever. I don't know. More than, right? But not every day, maybe. I don't know. But not every place has that, right? So he's bothered by that a little bit. Now, the truth is that Mechaber didn't make up. The Mishnah Berurah said he didn't look around. The truth is, in 46, the Ran, on the Riff and Shabbos, Chof Vomit Alv, on the page of the Riff, he does have that type of lotion also. He says, we don't have, if you take a look on the second line, he says, we don't have Rishonah of Gemur anymore. So it's actually a Ran. I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah overlooked it or he just felt it was a minority, but the Ran does say it, okay, that it has to be every single day. But the truth of the matter is it would appear that there are other, you know, even if it's not on one block or one area, or as it alludes to before, maybe the access, the other roads, what if people can get to that place? So that's what is important. The what? Right, exactly. You don't have to have it all on the same road. But that's right. So to me, I thought that's implied by Gemara and Shabbos on source 47, Vav Med Aleph. The Gemara says, why isn't Midbar mentioned as an example of a real Rishon Rabbim? I mean, if we learned everything from the Midbar. So the Gemara mentions forests, other things, never mentioned Midbar. Why is it Midbar? So the Gemara says, if we're looking at 47, Shabbos Vav Med Beis, Lashon on Midbar, the Hatanya, Ezer, Rishon, Shashia, Plat, Gelob, Midbar, right? In those days, yet people lived in the Midbar. That's why. But here, nowadays, nobody lives in the Midbar. As Rashi says in 48, when people lived in the Midbar, Chashiva Rosh Hashanah, this Rashi is so Midbar, Chashiva Rosh Hashanah, as Manazeh, ain't about the Miluk Rab, the whole Midbar is so speaking. Nobody wanders in the desert anymore. But Tosas there says, Kan is Miluk in 49, Shabbos Gomer Beis, Dira Masal, Kan is Manashi Yisrael, Shirma Midbar, Mash Maksas, the Ain of Shabbos, Elin, Kain Mitzim, Shom Shishim, Ribo, Kamal, Bamidbar. He says, this Gemara a little bit alludes to our Shita. Okay, but what's more interesting right now is the Ritva. The Ritva says, he says, V'yishlomah, the Hak, in the Chidush HaRitva, Kan Bizman 50, the Hak HaMarcha, Kol Hecha, the Shikha, Shumer, Ki Hasma, Afrika, the Lot Kavi, Ha'avi Rishus HaRabim. Even though it's Kavi, I think he means it's not there's always 600,000. But 600,000 have access to that area. And that, Jackie, may address your question. Maybe all the 600,000 people weren't by Moshe Rabbeinu in the Machane Levi'a at one moment. But they all could come there. They all could, there was, you know, other roads, and so therefore the whole area becomes, I think maybe that's what the report is alluding to. The Beis Ephraim, in that same Shuvah, in 51, or Chelek Arhansu and Chavos, says, Achle Rashi, Be'inan Sheyehederech Slula L'samach Ribo, Hamitsun Shom, Bekir of Mokom, the over in the Shavim Shalom Chol A, it's possible. Now that's a big thing because that means it includes commuters and you know other people coming in. Doesn't mean they all have to live in the city. Okay, well, they have to live in that area, but it means it's an area where people travel back and forth. That's enough to render the shulchan. That's what the Beis Ephraim says over there. I just wrapped up with several tshuvas from Rav Moshe Feinstein, different place in Igros Moshe. I was going to point out that to give him credit. The reason I was thinking about this subject this week is an esteemed colleague of mine at YU, Rabbi Yosef Gabriel Bechhofer, has written a number of svarim on Erevin, just printed a new, it's called The Contemporary Erevin, Erevin and Modern Metropolitan Areas. This is the third edition. The third one. Just came out this week. Just brought me this week. He brought me on Monday, so I was kind of looking through. So that's why I decided to speak about it. So he has, for those interested in the subject, I'm not doing a commercial, but it's new and available. But anyway, there are a few tshuvas of Moshe Feinstein, which I'll just say quickly outside at the same time. You can look at it if you want. And so it's 52. That's one of Igros Moshe or Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Lamed Tes Anape. He says a different thing. He says you don't have to have, first of all, again, he's bothered by this thing that Tosis mentioned. You have 600,000 people. You have, what about the women, the children, everybody else? So he says what you need is the 600,000 people in the street. But it doesn't count the people at home. Not everybody's outside all the time. When you have 600,000 people in the street, he says, based on demographics, I guess, if there's 600,000 men between 20 and 60, there's probably 2 million people, 3 million people, something like that. I think he says 1 in 4, 1 in 5, right, are outside. So he says, basically, here he would say that you have to have 600,000 people in the street. Even, as Moshe is saying, if you have 600,000 people in the city, that's not enough. And that's 600,000 people outside, which means you have to have a city of like 3 million. So that's an even greater number. That's what this Moshe says. And this is true. Again, I'm not on time to read the site. He'll take my word for it. He'll take a look at it later. Okay, you can see it also. Then in another tshuva on the last page, 53, Arachaim Chelek Dalet Simon Pei Zion. He meant what I said before. Ubeir sheyesh baharbe nichnosim, people, commuters, come in. Tzarech l'tashav gam im elo anichnosim me'arim acheros. Okay? The Vika Shishim Rima with Sirva Nichnosum called Kamnami Rishus a Rabbin. I think that even if people come in, they don't live there, they're not part of the town, but they come work there every day, so that also makes a difference. That's true. Then in another Tshuva in 54, Chelek Hei of Arachaim, Simon Chav Ches, who's asked a Brooklyn question. That's this in Oz Hei. Mechitza Shislav is Brooklyn. Okay? So he says, probably has a few other points. It mentions there Varsha, you said it before. Or was it mentioned Warsaw? Moshe writes here, in those days, there weren't 600,000 people out in the street in those cities. Okay, no way, he said. You only have 600,000 people in the street when the town has a population of 3 million. So his point was, even if the population of Varsha, which it probably wasn't, but even if the population was 600,000, Moshe said that wouldn't be enough, because that's the 600,000 people out in the streets. Okay? He also, and again, I printed all these children in 55, and it was Moshe Chelek Hey, Simchat Tes, he talks about the Flatbush Erev, okay, he mentioned, I'm just saying outside, because I don't save time, but he mentions the places near Detroit, Oak Park and Southfield, I think, are these suburbs of Detroit. How do you treat suburbs? Are they a separate area? Is there a barrier? When you look at Manhattan, the five boroughs as a whole, on the other hand, you have the, Gowanus Canal between Brooklyn and Manhattan, or you have suburbs. Anyway, he deals with all these shilas, and, what? Yes, so the Manhattan area, those interested in that subject, so Menachem Mendel Kasher wrote an essay, I think, what was the story article? Somebody agreed to sponsor Torah Shlema. He printed the Sefer Torah Shlema, right, on the Chumash, when they were all in the Drush and everything like that. So I think somebody, what was the story?
They said that you were funny, he said,
Bill,
something we can use.
I don't understand what you're saying. Right, he was raising money to publish a Sefer. So he said, the people said, we don't know what you're talking about, the Sefer. Once you write something we understand, do something we can be find useful. So he wrote on the Manhattan Arab. Okay, which I think Rabbi Comey, from why you translate into English, and I have it at home for the Manhattan Arab. So he has a cooler. I think Kevin Shachter fundamentally agrees that it can be done.
He said the cooler.
I think he said Walker, yeah. Yeah, right. Shachter fundamentally. Did he actually build it? Yeah, okay, can't buy. But Shefa fundamentally, I think, said it could be done. For years around YU, they.
Around
your
land.
Yeah. In the West Side.
Around your septic. Yeah. Would announce part of his job.
Yeah.
He had to announce that he happened to serve by
neighbor. What is his contract?
Is that true?
His contract.
No joke. Wow.
And he said, so they asked him, Bob Lennon asked him.
Yeah.
He said, you hold my neighbor.
So he said, no.
So why
do you announce
it?
I'm
a
clear to announce it. You have to announce it. You have to wear a top hat and you have to announce that. Okay. But around YU, so David Lipschitz and Oliver Rocha held that Amsterdam Avenue was a problem. So for many years they would not build it. Shepard disagrees. But for many, many years, Mishum Kvodos from David Lipschitz, he would not allow there. Right, now there is. I don't know when they put it up, or when they put it up. Ten years. Huh? By YU, now there is. For years there wasn't, but now it was Shepard put up. It goes to Broad. The Broad people don't use it, but it goes to. Yeah, it's very recent. They include Broadway and us. Right, so that. Right, so the Broadway side, they built one Arab. The YU people built one Arab around Bennett. On Bennett Avenue, the Broadway people don't use it. Then they built one by YU, not what it links in a couple places. They built a couple streets. It doesn't, in a couple places, it does cross Broadway, right? It does cross Broadway, and the whole Broadway is not included, but a couple of places it crosses Broadway. So the Broadway people don't use the area. But the YU builders are shut. Yeah, that's the look, because it goes all the way to the whole city. Yeah. Anyway, one last point that I mentioned here in 56, and sure, that's the first Shuvar, somebody wanted a tiny, he has referred to before, that maybe the people in the cars don't count. Yeah, in the car it doesn't count. Ramosha disagrees with that.
Yeah.
Outright. Right, right. So therefore, right. So it doesn't. He says the car is the same thing. Ramosha disagrees. We're looking on above 56. She the table migdal. Someone travels for tumah purposes. You know, it's considered a separate domain. So, but he disagrees. Ramosha mashakasa lahakel because shenosim b'mashinas. Machines are cars. Okay? Cars, Shaheim Rashus La'atzman, like a Shute Amigdal, don't stop a car. He disagrees with it altogether. So he said those people count. Anyway, this is just an overview of the Inyanim Erevin. Lemais, I think most Erevin rely, certainly Tinek around here, and this sits on 1,000 people, and that's why we do build an Erev here. But as we saw, not everybody agrees to it. I wish everybody a good tovach, and Bez Hashem will continue with this series next year once they change the clocks back. Okay, good tovach.